Literature in the Middle Ages, Miracle and Mystery Plays. In the Middle Ages, religious festivals and rituals were not only acts of worship, they were also opportunities for entertainment. During the great Christian festivals, such as Christmas and Easter, the most important events of the Old and New Testaments were represented in forms of dialogues sung between a priest and the choir. These stories from the Bible, representing events such as the creation, Adam and Eve's expulsion from the Garden of Eden, the Passion, the Resurrection, or the Last Judgment, were told in Latin and first given dramatic form in the Church. In England and all over Europe, such performances gradually moved outside into the churchyard and then into other parts of the town. Latin was replaced by the vernacular language as ordinary people took over the roles previously performed by the clergy. The 13th century saw the beginning of the cycles of miracle and mystery plays, which developed over the next 200 years. Mystery plays usually dealt with events narrated in the Bible, while miracle plays used stories from the lives of the saints. The town guilds soon took charge of the performances. Various companies of craftsmen and artisans were given charge of individual plays, and as the form developed, the performances became more elaborate in terms of dialogue, characterization, and stage decor. The plays were mainly performed outdoors on movable stages called pageants. These pageants were drawn by horses and stopped at prearranged places in towns, often in the marketplace. They resembled a small house open on all sides. Each play was performed on a different pageant, so people moved from one pageant to another to see all the plays in the cycle, and sometimes the pageants themselves would move around the town. Although dealing with serious religious themes, the mystery and miracle plays were a popular form of drama, and elements of humor and playful parody were often included in the story. Mystery plays are still produced today. In 2001, the famous South African theatre company Isango Ensemble produced an African version of the Chester Cycle at the Garrick Theatre in London, performing in a combination of languages, including Xhosa, Zulu, English, Latin, and Afrikaans. Morality plays. Morality plays, a form of religious allegorical drama, represented a popular medium by means of which the teachings of the Bible could be conveyed to a mostly illiterate audience. The characters, however, were not taken from the Bible, but were usually symbols of fixed values and ideas, such as the vices, greed, sloth, envy, and so on, or the virtues, patience, temperance, and so on. These characters would dispute questions of morality, usually within the context of church dogma. The most highly regarded of the morality plays is Everyman, from the late 15th century, which deals with man's fear of and reconciliation with death. In the 20th century, interest in this type of theatre was revived, particularly by Bertolt Brecht, who used aspects of the form to criticise the injustices and iniquities of modern society in his didactic plays, such as The Seven Deadly Sins, and to teach lessons of history. The character of Everyman. Everyman is a wealthy man who is suddenly called by death to begin his journey to God. Everyman isn't ready to go, since he hasn't prepared for this day and has more sins than good deeds to his credit. He pleads to death to give him a brief time to find friends who would be willing to accompany him on his pilgrimage. After being rejected by friends, family, and his own wealth, Everyman realizes that he has put his faith in the wrong things. Through the guidance of knowledge and good deeds, every man is prepared to make a final appearance before God. In the end, after all his earthly friends and companions have abandoned him, it's only his good deeds that speak for every man's worth. Every man is allegorical and represents all choices open to all men.